In this podcast, I asked Dick McCann to describe what he means by a team and whether teamwork is critical to all jobs.
I think that these days, just about everybody works as part of a team. If someone says to me, "Oh, but we don't work as a team," I usually say, "Well, hang on a minute, let's look at the definition of the team as far as team management's concerned, and then we'll have the conversation." We, in team management systems, look at five levels of teamwork. They're varying interactions, but they do cover just about every interaction with people at work. The first level is the network level, and this describes interactions of like-minded people who interact informally in order to benefit one another. It may be face-to-face, but often it's virtual, by phone, email, or video conferencing. A good example are networks of realtors or sole practice accountants who need to interact with their peers, with customers, and also with contract part-time staff. They need to understand the teamwork principles. The second level is what I call collections of individuals. They're people usually sharing a common manager and frequently the same office space, although many of them are geographically dispersed. They have few regular meetings, and there's very little need for interdependence in order to fulfill the tasks. Usually the rewards or recognitions are given on an individual basis, and there may be few common goals. A good example of this are regional sales executives, perhaps reporting to a sales manager, each one just responsible for their own local territory. The third level is the meeting level. At this grouping, people only become part of a team by virtue of the meeting. However, during this time, they've got to interact in order to define and achieve the goals that impact all team members. Usually, the meeting place can be an arena for trading information or power, perhaps resources. It's common amongst senior management to attend many meetings, such as the monthly management meeting, the steering committee meeting, and they all need to understand their colleagues well. And as far as that meeting's concerned, they've got to learn to work as a team. The fourth level is the group level. And here the group task or objective really defines its identity. Individual team members are usually selected to solve a particular task and often have complementary skills. There's a high level of interdependence in relationship to the task, and the group objective drives the way everyone's organised. An example of this would be the task forces of safety or perhaps project teams who come together for a short time, and when the objectives are fulfilled, the team's disbanded. At the highest level, we have the intact team level, and this is a grouping of team members where there is a high level of interdependence. They've usually got clear team competencies, and unlike the group at the fourth level, they tend to organise the task rather than the other way around. The team members can, when necessary, stand in for other team members, such as the level of group coherence. The intact team usually spends the greatest amount of time together and are usually working simultaneously on many different tasks. So it's these five levels that team management systems apply to all of these, whether it's at the first level of networks or right up to the intact team level, team management systems has its place.
You have been listening to a team management systems podcast. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.